Yes, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Welcome, my friends, to another episode, another podcast of Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news we can all use. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Yes, another day that He has made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. It's ugly out there. Yes, it is, but we're going to rejoice anyways and say thank you, Jesus. I mean, if that's the only thing we got, and for me, that's all I got. I got my salvation and the most important thing, and how about you? Hopefully you know the Bible, and that's what we do here. My name is Paul Waldmiller. I am your host of the news you can use here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. And by the way, it is November 22nd, 2019. Yep, less than a week ago from Gobble Gobble Day, Thanksgiving. I'm not a fan of turkey. Are you a fan of turkey? I'm not a fan of turkey. I mean, you know, when I was younger, it was okay. I generally don't eat much turkey. I had a little bit this past week. Leftovers. My wife brought some home, and I ate it, and I said, thank you, Jesus, I have food, I have something to eat. But I'm not a fan of turkey. I think this year we'll stick with the stovetop stuffing. And, not supposed to have that being diabetic, but, a little of that, a little potatoes, a little gravy, and maybe an olive or two, and that's it. So I'm just going to be thankful that I have food. As we, look at the world today, as chaos ensues, as chaos and bitterness and anger and evil just runs amok with no one or very few people putting evil in its place by demolishing, by destroying, by hacking up unrepentant evil, removing it, it just, the world continues to implode. And there's been warnings out there. There's warnings going on. There's bells and whistles and warnings. If you're not hearing those bells and whistles, and I don't mean literal bells and whistles, but I mean, God's people, there are actual prophets out there. And I'm not saying I am a prophet. No, in the scheme of God's plans of the world, I am the least of all people important in this world. I am on the bottom. I'm on the bottom layer of life. I'm not a bottom feeder, but I'm on the, those would be lawyers. But in the scheme of life, I'm really a nobody. But what I do here, folks, is I share the news you can use with a biblical perspective. And hopefully, with talking about things, Bible scriptures like 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, 1 through 11, and other Bible verses where Jesus and the apostles tell us, what's going to happen in the end times, we can see plainly where we are at biblically before Christ's return. And for you pre-tribbers, you are so wrong. If you don't know what a pre-tribber is, well, you know what? Can I just strongly suggest to you that you read your Bible, you attend a Bible-believing church someplace. I would suggest a church that teaches all the Bible. I'm not talking about legalism here, where, the focus of the church is making sure that you're dressed appropriately, or your hair length is at a certain length or not at a certain length. Your skirts, your pants, and, making sure you wear a tie. No, I'm not talking about legalism, and I'm not talking about flopping on the floor like fish out of water and barking like a dog and, strange, bizarre things like that. There's a place in between legalism and emotionalism, and it's called the Bible. Just sticking with the Bible. When I have preached, you know, pastors, other pastors, and I am an ordained minister, yeah, but pastors, Christians have said, Paul, you sound like a Bapticostal. Now, what is a Bapticostal? It's a cross between a Baptist and a Pentecostal, which is where I believe every Bible-believing Christian should be. We should not swing, you know, to one end or the other. We should just stick with the Bible. And my goodness, so many things going on in the news that relate to the Bible, the people, their thoughts, their actions, the things that they say and do. You know, the Bible talks about many will be involved with quote-unquote doctrines of demons. And man, there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, in the church that you could be persuaded by, it's you know, if you don't know your Bible, you will be pulled into a cult, a real cult. Now, you know, we know Mormons and what do they call them? Latter-day Saints and Jehovah Witnesses, all cults, very much cults. They are all cults. They lie, they cheat, they steal. You know, like politicians and lawyers and judges, but they all do that, and they have ways of saying things, hiding the truth, manipulating the truth, or just flat out lies to try to manipulate you to come into their religion, their cult, and it's frightening. And folks, if you do not know the Bible, you know, B-I-B-L-E, that Bible, if you don't know it and know it well, you could easily be pulled in to one of these cults. I was shocked to learn a number of years ago how the Western United States, not just Utah, California, Idaho, Wyoming, Arizona, many Western states, many people are involved in Mormonism, Latter-day Saints, in that cult by the millions. It's not just Utah filled up with Mormons, but all the states, they are infected. They are not Christians. Mormons, Latter-day Saints are not Christians. They do not believe in Jesus of the Bible. Did you know, for instance, Mormons, Latter-day Saints believe that Jesus has had a brother named Lucifer? And who is Lucifer, you say? That's Satan. And God, their God is comes from a planet called Kolob. Now, I dare you find a planet named Kolob in the Bible. You find anywhere in the Bible for any Mormon or Latter-day Saint beliefs. You find it. And you won't be able to. Yeah, sometimes they will manipulate the Bible. They'll say, oh yeah, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. But they're talking about a different Jesus. And if you don't know the Bible, you very well could be sucked in. Listen, the Bible is clear. Jesus of the Bible is returning for his people. Okay, we're out of here. And that's when the Antichrist is going to show up. He's going to take power over, you know, over a series of a few years. He's going to, move up, take over. And after the 3 years, he's going to proclaim himself God, sit in the throne in the new temple in Jerusalem, the third temple. You're going to be here. And if you think that the world is crazy now, oh, wait. Wait until a few million people out of the U.S., and I don't think it'll be more than between 3 and 5 million Americans, all the children, I believe, but 3 to 5 million adults will be taken out of America. I mean, we don't have that many Bible-believing Christians in this country. Oh, sure, lots of folks call themselves Christians. Oh, there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians. In fact, there's a lot of them. They go to church. They serve as elders in churches. They do good works. They're elders. They're pastors, and they call themselves Christians, but they are not believers in Jesus of the Bible. Not saying the things that Jesus taught and said to do. They belong to a cult, and there's a lot of cults. You know, I was shocked. Well, not too shocked, but a few weeks ago, in the Philippines, where I served as a missionary a few times, the president of the Philippines, President Duterte, is hanging around with a man who calls himself the Son of God, capital S, you know, Son. He calls himself Jesus. Kibaloy, he has a huge cult and following in the Philippines. Huge. You know, what is it that brings people by the millions to a cult? Well, you know, it's what the Bible calls itchy ears. Itchy ears. You know, that cults will tell you fuzzy, warm things that will make you feel comfortable in your relationship with that cult or that cult leader. You know, well, if you do this, this, and that, then you know what? You'll do well. And a lot of it is works-based, my friends, works-based, because that is something that we can see, we can taste, we can feel. It's tangible, right? So like in the Catholic Church, you know, if you go to church every Sunday, if you know, believe in the Catholic Church, if you say, you know, if you worship and praise Mary, which, by the way, is not in the Bible, if you go to communion, if you go to confession, which, you know, these things mandated by the church are not in the Bible, if you do these works, and you do enough of them, hopefully, you got a good chance of going to heaven. But that's, my friend, that is not what the Bible says. That is not what the Bible says. The Bible tells us we are saved by grace, by the work that Jesus did upon the cross. We can't do anything. Our works, according to the book of Isaiah, God tells us our works are like filthy rags. They are meaningless. They are meaningless. Trying to fulfill the law in the Old Testament, you know, eating the right foods, you know, not doing A through Z. And, you know, we can't live up to those things. We cannot live up to the law. The Bible tells us that. It's impossible, as a matter of fact, the Bible tells us. So, my friends, what am I doing in the beginning of this podcast today? I am concerned for every American soul. Even in my family, I have family members, close family members. I'm terrified for them because their souls are not right before God. They are angry. They are bitter. They are brainwashed, like all cult members across this country. Pick your poison: Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, Scientology, Hinduism, Islam. Pick your poison. It doesn't matter. You know, they may be involved in some, you know, Pentecostalism. They may be there involved in some Baptist church that preaches that homosexuality is okay. You know, pick your poison. It doesn't matter. They are involved in some sort of weird cult. And we got so many weird, flaky cults. They're not going to heaven. They're not going to make it. And I remember, or I know a lot of so-called pastors, when they're called, they have a prayer for salvation, they don't ask people to repent. They don't ask people to repent because they themselves are involved in unrepentant sin. If you don't know the Bible, my friends, you're in trouble. Amen. Well, hey, we need to get to the news we can all use. How about that? Can we get to the news, please? Sure, we can do that. Why don't we take a quick commercial break before we go and take care of the news? Why don't we do that first? And when we return, I promise, after the commercial break, we'll have more of the news we can all use. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you. We would. We would love to hear from you. If you wish to advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio, we would, again, love to hear from you. Yep. And if you have a business, organization, or church, simply send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Go ahead and send me an email with the word rate or rates. I want to just let everyone that has a business, organization, or church know we have several ways for you to advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio. Yes, we do. We have our website, which the address is blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. Please do not yet visit our website, but after the podcast, visit blackroberegimentradio.com and go to our store. Everyone, go to our store, purchase a few items there to help financially support this podcast. We want to get this podcast out to more folks, hopefully soon. And again, if you do wish to advertise with us, go ahead, send me an email with the word rate or rates in the header. My email address, one last time, paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, here is a first article up. Is from our friend Dave Levine. Dave Levine of KMET Radio. He states in an article, Dems file bill with Farm Bureau backing that would give amnesty to illegal alien farm workers and millions of new, it looks like, there you go, new voters. Bill is not expected to pass Senate. Thank God for that. We already have 50, what is it, over, I believe it's over 50 million now, over 50 million illegal aliens in this country, and I'm not saying all of them are voting, perhaps some of them are, you know, it's likely that at least some of them are, voting. I don't know. It's probably, it might be, between 5 and 10 million. I don't think all 50 million are voting, but there's a bunch, you know. I mean, it's not, you know, all the way to 50 million, but there, you know, it's enough to keep us on our toes. And hopefully, now that you know that, you're going to do something about it, right? Hopefully. That's a problem with the church, right? Church does not always do what it's supposed to do. It's lacking in action, which is opposite of what the Bible teaches. And I can go to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 20 for that one. Here's an article now from Fox4KansasCity.com. Nick Vassos sends email to say he's sick, ends up emailing the entire company. Well, must be somebody important for that to happen. Okay, next article is from the New York Post.com. Brooklyn Assemblywoman sought $100,000 in state funding for non-existent think tank. Oh, yeah. New York City? How can I say this without using profanity? It's a hellhole. Literally. Dailymail.co.uk. Hopefully I can say this correctly. Ghislaine Maxwell cruised Central Park for girls for Jeffrey Epstein. This Epstein thing is not going to go away, folks. Human and sex trafficking is a huge problem. I talk about that so very often on this podcast. If you're new, get used to it, because it's a huge problem here in the United States. Back to New York City, but this time, the article is from PIX11.com. Bronx residents believe needle exchange program making heroin epidemic worse. Well, of course it is. Of course it is. You know, years ago, I had arguments, frank discussions, we'll call it, with some of these idiots in the New York State accreditation for alcoholism, substance abuse, the counselors, the teachers, that would advocate for needle exchange programs. They call that a harm reduction model. There's no harm reduction in that. That's called enabling. That's called abetting and enabling drug use. People die. And they would say, well, there's less likely of a chance of somebody dying if there's somebody who's supervising. Hog stuff. You know, drugs, heroin, opiates are not regulated, what you put in your arm or your smoke, you know, by the FDA. My goodness. But this is the insane thinking. This is the one of the insane thinkings that we have in America that we push. And it, folks, it's called consequences. You know, people are going to die when you use drugs. You know, people say, well, marijuana is okay. No, marijuana is not okay. Kids are dying. People are getting sick. People are getting in car accidents. Did you know that, you may be high after smoking, you know, smoke a joint, smoke a blunt for, you know, 2, 3, 5 hours or whatever. But after that, you know, the high goes away. But that, you know, the THC, it goes to your fat cells, and or it goes to your fat, and every brain cell has a layer of fat. So your thinking is clogged for up to 30 days. Not that you're high for up to 30 days, but your thinking is off for up to 30 days. And if you keep smoking, that layer is always continually filled and clogged with THC. Not that you're high. I'm sure you, some of you may like to be high 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may love that, but your thinking is off. Your ability to process is off. Think about that. And speaking of dope THC, PIX11.com, teen in Canada develops popcorn lung symptoms after vaping flavors and THC. What can I tell you other than if you're smoking dope, stop it. If you're taking anything, THC candy, anything with THC, cut it out. Stop it. You're killing yourself. You're doing stupid, idiotic things. You're not helping yourself. Stop telling yourself lies. Next article is from ActivistMommy.com. Abortion activists pose with their children wearing Thank God for Abortion shirts. How sick, how twisted, how evil is that? Now, if there was ever a case for taking children away from parents, there's one very good example. Until the parents get their heads unscrewed from their backside. How's that? We have a problem in this country. The church needs to rise up, stop allowing our government to do whatever it wants, when it wants, how it wants. If you don't think for 1 minute, my friends, the government isn't going to side with all the liberal idiots, even with Donald Trump in the presidency. If you don't think that the Republicans aren't going to cave to evil, you're mistaken. The Republican Party, any political party, is not going to save you and rescue this nation. How can I say this? Jesus of the Bible is the glue. Can I repeat myself, please? Jesus of the Bible is the glue. The glue that holds America together, that holds marriages together, that holds families, companies, corporations, and anything good together. If you want destruction, take away Jesus, take away the glue, and chaos will ensue. Don't believe me? Take a look at the headlines all across the world today. ABC13.com, former HPD officers at center of botched deadly raid arrested by FBI. Well, you know what? Don't, before you start being happy about these Houston, Texas cops being arrested, former Houston police officers, and liking the FBI, oh, don't go there yet, because the FBI, if you haven't heard, folks, an FBI agent was arrested last night for doing what? For lying, for changing documentation for the visa application to spy on Donald Trump. Believe me, folks, you cannot trust cops. You cannot trust the FBI. You cannot trust the Justice Department. You cannot trust judges, lawyers, nobody. Nobody in our government. Do not trust them ever. Speaking of not trusting in government, here's an article from IllinoisPolicy.org, obviously, regarding issues in Illinois. Bill aims to pay Illinois lawmakers only for days they actually work. Well, do you think that'll pass? Probably not. Is that a good thing? Well, that I would say that's how it should work, right? I mean, if you don't work, you shouldn't get paid. Isn't that how it normally works? You know, that's where we go. Hey, you know, I mentioned to you earlier about sex trafficking, a big issue. Here's a new article from the NewYorkDailyNews.com. This is a newer article. A new lawsuit claims 10-year-old girl was trafficked for sex at Queens and Bronx hotels. Folks, I just have to call out the church. I have to call out the church. We need to be involved in ending sex trafficking. And if you think it's just little girls, it's not. There's a lot of little boys being sex trafficked as well. I know being a man, being a Caucasian man in America is not a popular thing. We're, you know, millennials are being taught, you know, white men are all bad. We're all evil. Well, it's not true. And I'll tell you what, I'm here to show you that I'm doing what's right, and those that teach you such things or teach millennials such things are nothing but agents of Satan. They need to go away. I've been advocating and working to rescue sex trafficked children before some millennials have been born, so they can just shut up. Nothing simpler than that. FrontlineMag.com, Chick-fil-A put an Obama and Hillary supporter in charge but dumped Christians. That's an opinion piece. ChristianPost.com, New York passes Johnson Amendment barring churches from political speech. Well, guess what? This Christian in New York or wherever is going to continue to speak out. It doesn't matter. I could care less what Cuomo and his henchmen, lying cheaters do. What are they going to do? Arrest me? I don't care. Try. Just try, and you'll see the wrath of God. Next article is from the Daily Bulletin. .com. Rancho Cucamonga mom whose son was killed pleads to Governor Newsom to end sanctuary state law. Like New York, California, and I think Illinois as well, they are all sanctuary states. Sanctuary where illegal aliens can go and get driver's licenses and, you know, practically do it. They have more, illegal aliens have more rights, get free stuff, you know, and you have to pay for it. You say, well, that doesn't bother me. Folks, you are paying for it. Even if you live in Colorado or New Jersey or Georgia, you pay for this stuff, folks. You are paying for this stuff, and you shouldn't want it. And speaking of states, here's an article now from FloridaPolitics.com, obviously from the state of Florida. Conservative advocacy groups file opposition to Medicaid ballot question. So for Floridians and all Americans, if you don't live in Florida, listen to this, because some of this stuff is going to be hitting your state soon if it hasn't already. Two conservative advocacy organizations on Thursday filed a brief with the Florida Supreme Court opposing a proposed constitutional amendment expanding Medicaid. Americans for Prosperity Florida and the Foundation for Government Accountability, based in Naples, argue that voters are not adequately informed of the possible fiscal impacts on the state. So you can, again, you can go check out that Medicaid. That's a Medicaid for all. That's a socialist, a communist ideology. You know, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they're pushing that. So the likelihood of them being president is pretty close to zero. Pretty close. So there are some very sneaky, snaky people here in Florida. Florida is really a purple state. Politically, it's not blue, it's not red, not Republican, not Democrat. It's a hodgepodge. Okay, and there's a lot living in South Florida. I will tell you, there's a lot of independents here as well. But be aware that stuff is coming to your state as well. Hey, looking at the time, I believe it's time for another commercial break. So why don't we go ahead, take another commercial break. But when we come back, we'll share more of the news we can use. I promise, we'll be right back. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news you can use? Yes, you can. If you have a business, organization, and or a church, you are more than welcome to advertise with us. If you have one of those three entities, we would love to hear from you. If interested, simply send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Several ways you can advertise with us. If interested, you can advertise with us, obviously, on air, up to 60 seconds. And if you don't know how to make that 60-second commercial, I'll gladly help you with that. We will help you. Yes, we will. Another way you can advertise with us is at our website. Our website address is blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. I'd like to invite everyone to go to blackroberegimentradio.com after the podcast. Specifically, go to our store where we sell novelty t-shirts and my book for sale there. They make wonderful gifts for Christmas. Christmas is coming up really quick, just a little over a month away. They would make, again, great Christmas gifts. Please buy a few of those. Help support this podcast, and we would appreciate that. And those who you give the book and or t-shirts to will love you for it. Okay, again, if you wish to advertise with us, if you have a business, organization, and or a church, simply send me an email with the word rate or rates in the header. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, moving along now. Here is another article. This is from constructiondive.com. California approves $3.2 billion bond for Virgin's $4.8 billion bullet train to Las Vegas. Now, didn't California just spend like $2 or $3 billion, something like that, to build some super bullet train or something, but they had to stop because of the overrun? I don't understand this. I don't understand why they would attempt to build this train. It's just a ridiculous notion. There's just no need for it. And I would say, if Virgin Train Line wants this train, why don't they build it? Why don't they build it and get them a tax break or whatever? But let them build it. Let them charge tickets and get their money back that way. Why do American? And it's not just Californians, because it runs from California and also to Nevada. And, let's face it, folks, federal tax dollars go into everything. It may be just two states, but it's going to be all American taxpayer dollars going into this junk, this nonsense. So, but this is, this is something else that Americans need to pay attention to. Hopefully take take rightful action. Okay, LP.org, that's LP.org. I think that's Long Island, New York. Anyways, New York Libertarian elected district attorney over Democrat and Republican. Look, friends, with all the crap going on across the country, look in 2020 to see more Libertarians and third-party candidates to actually win offices. Look for it. Because I will tell you, I'm one of millions of Americans that are tired of not only the Democratic Party, but the Republican Party. They are both useless, self-serving, nobody in their right mind. Did you catch that? Nobody in their right mind should be involved with a Democrat or a Republican Party. Stay out of them. They are not, my friends, they are not. Again, they are not for... they are not for America or Americans. They are self-serving, all self-serving. There's nothing good, folks, about these political parties. They've grown to be self-serving, especially in Washington, D.C., and our state capitals. You might find a couple of good Republicans and Democrats on a local level, you know, maybe for mayor or, you know, something like that. But, you know, that... I don't think so. you may find, you listen, you may, maybe you have someone good on a local level, but most of them are no good. Let's see, PIX11.com, Target and TJ Maxx are killing department stores. Well, you could probably say the same thing, probably say the same thing about Walmart. Right? I don't know. Businessinsider.com. Iran has been cut off from the internet for 3 days. Yeah, I don't know if it's on today. That's from yesterday. They had clashes over the weekend, much like Hong Kong. You know, people were attacking Iranians. Persians were attacking their banks, bank buildings, attacking government offices. And it's only going to get worse there. And I think President Trump is doing the right thing just by sitting out and, you know, maybe feeding that. Hopefully sending some CIA officers over there to help prod the people to pick up arms and take down their military and their police and take over the country. That's what needs to be done. Most Iranians are sick and tired of their Islamic crap. I can say crap. Fox 5 Surprise Squad. Nah, I'm going to bypass. It's a feel good, but yeah, there's so many other things going on. Illegal Israeli colonists storm a Christian church in Hebron. Well, lots of things going on in Israel. If you didn't hear, Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, was indicted yesterday. He was indicted yesterday on three different charges. He's going to have charges. Now he's going to be having to go to trial. One of them was bribery. Sound familiar? Yes. There's a concerted effort by George Soros. That's right. He's pouring in millions of dollars all around the world to sow chaos and destruction. Should we put out a professional hit on George Soros? The man needs to be removed. Him and his family all need to be removed. All of his property seized. The man is a criminal. He's a murderer. By putting in money to have it done, but he's a murderer. He should be removed. FoxNews.com, FBI employee altered key document in surveillance of Trump advisor, DOJ watchdog reportedly finds. That's goes to an article that I shared early on in the podcast. Expect more. I'll say that. Expect more of arrests to happen. Now, some people on Fox News and OAN and, you know, One America News Network are, you know, they're expecting lots of arrests. I don't see that. Listen, the British Accreditation Registry, the Bar Association, they rarely go after their own. and they need their protectors. Let's face it, cops are the protectors of slimy lawyers and judges. If lawyers and judges didn't have slimy cops that would willingly violate their oath to the Constitution, the lawyers wouldn't be doing what they do. Corrupt lawyers and judges wouldn't be doing what they do, which is murder innocent Americans, sex traffic, destroy families for profit, do all the horrible, ugly things. Because, you know, listen, by all rights, there's a lot of judges and lawyers and cops that should be put on trial and be executed. They should be hung and or shot. There's no other way around it, because they abet illegal, immoral, unconstitutional behavior. What do you do with traitors to the Constitution? Well, you hang them, and that's what happened in the early days. Somehow, many Americans just became fat, lazy, and apathetic, and just kind of say, "Oh, that's sad." But in reality, they say, "Oh, I'm glad it didn't happen to me." Problem is, it will happen to you, and it's going to come to your house. It's the ugliness, the horribleness is going to affect you, and then you're going to cry, and then nobody's going to care about you. And people by the millions, Americans by that have been victimized by the millions, are going to say, "We tried to warn you. Now we are not going to help you. We're not. What do you mean you're not going to help me? You didn't help us, so we're not going to help you." That's the way it's going to work, folks. Wake up. Get involved now. Save yourself some heartache and heartbreak. Get involved now. Magazine, newspapers.com. Breaking news: Trump removes Muslim federal judge for trying to implement Sharia law in America. Maybe. Maybe. Okay. Looking at the time, yeah, we have a little bit of time left. Not a whole lot of time left, but we do have a little bit of time here. So here's an article from KTVU.com. Former San Francisco sheriff's deputy sentenced to 14 months in prison for insurance fraud. As if San Francisco doesn't already have enough problems with people peeing and pooping and using drugs openly. Anyway, alrighty, okay, let's see. I want to get to something good before we go. Okay, well, another Florida story real quick. WSVN.com. Forklift operator arrested after fatal hit and run crash with car in Fort Lauderdale. Well, that's not really all that, you know. I mean, here in Florida, there's, in every state now, there's just chaos. So, anyway. Okay, folks. Well, you know what? Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up. Please don't go away. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We want to ask if you have a business, organization, and or a church, and you do wish to advertise with us, come alongside with us. Contact me with the word rate or rates in a header in an email format. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Also, I want to strongly encourage all listeners, please, after the podcast, visit our website, blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. Visit our website and purchase some items to help support this podcast. We would appreciate it. And don't forget, we have items there in our store that make wonderful Christmas gifts. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, my friends, it's time for me to wrap things up. Gotta say goodbye. Next week is Thanksgiving. Lord willing, we'll be back next Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. We'll see how things go. Obviously not on Thanksgiving or the day after. How's that? We'll take a long weekend. We'll see how things go next week, but in any case, I want to say thank you very much for listening. Don't forget several things. Number one, be sure to make Jesus Christ of the Bible your Lord and Savior. You say, how do you do that? Go to John chapter 3. You take 15, 20, 25 minutes or so, read yourself the words of Jesus. You make him Lord and Savior of your life. You do that. Plug yourself into a local church. Most important decision you could ever make. And also, as a reminder, or asking you, please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and others. And with that, I need to say goodbye. So, Lord willing, we'll all see you back again here on Monday. God bless. Bye-bye.